So my name is Rachel Munt. I brand myself as the Playfulness Jedi, and my role is training, development, coaching to increase staff retention, productivity and engagement, because I have the stubborn belief that when people are happy, they perform at their best, and that affects business bottom line.
Rachel, thank you for joining us. So much to pick apart in there. What was the bit at the beginning? The
Playfulness Jedi. It's just a humorous, silly way of introducing the tone of what I do. Now, obviously, the content of what I deliver, it can be quite serious and quite deep and quite profound, because very often we're talking about things like emotional intelligence, positive mindset, self-compassion, the power of words and how we communicate with each other. And those can be really heavy topics. But what I've learned, partly because I spent 20 years in the classroom, is that the best way to teach anyone anything is through fun and connection. So I go in with this style of, we're really going to have some fun, and then accidentally people learn things.
Brilliant. What a great way of doing that. We're going to record a little 5-minute podcast here. Yep. Afterwards, we're going to have a lightsaber battle. That's what we're going to do next,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. I've got my lightsaber in my pocket.
I always carry mine around just for these occasions.
Perfect. We're both ready.
You kind of hinted a little bit in there in terms of what your background is. So just elaborate on that a little bit, if you would, about your kind of path to this point.
Sure. I spent 20 years in the classroom. I qualified as a high school teacher teaching teenagers. I couldn't deal with a body odour, and so I then transformed into a middle school teacher.
Right.
And I became a specialist in intervention teaching. And that really was with the children who were just a bit disengaged, quiet quitters, not much was expected of them.
Yeah.
They weren't terribly naughty. They weren't terribly needy. They were just kind of coasting along in the middle. And my task was to accelerate their progress.
Yeah.
And so I spent quite a number of years specializing in this and learning, what does it take to get engagement from someone who stopped believing in themselves and stopped expecting anything from themselves? And just learning, again, it's all about connection, having fun, and then realizing, oh my goodness, I can do something I didn't think I could do. And now it's transferring that into the business world, because we all grow up, but the way we learn doesn't change. We like to enjoy ourselves. We like to have fun. And it's important to think about how we engage people in the workplace.
Amazing. So what kind of people do you work with now?
Great question. One of the real sticking points in business is that point where you're becoming quite a large, medium business. Your business is growing, your staff is increasing, but there aren't necessarily the systems in place to make sure that people are being taken care of. Everyone's at a stretch. Everyone is working their butts off. And there's no time for checking in with, how are you? Are we making sure that everyone is thriving,
yep,
that the mental health is okay, that there's opportunity to drop in and say, "This, I'm finding this a bit tricky, what can we do about it?" So it's just creating that buffer, that cushion, to make sure that a business successfully grows rather than tries to grow and realises they can't keep all their staff resources to make that happen.
That really makes good sense, because I would imagine there's a lot of businesses out there that really do care, but they're at that point where things are so busy that remembering to care can kind of fall a little bit down the list and fall onto a back burner. And I suppose the other important thing to say here is that, you know, like, the world has changed over the last few years, and this is something that we're kind of all taking a bit more seriously now.
That's right.
But we've got to talk the talk and walk the walk, haven't we?
There's a very big difference between saying it and doing it.
Yeah.
And most of the time, the intention is there,
yep,
but it's just the follow through. And so the services I provide are, well, outsource some of it to me, I will put it in place so that you can focus on the things that are the absolute priority at the moment, but we can make sure we hit all of these other things as well.
If people want to find out more about you, or maybe inquire about how you might be able to help them, what's the best way for them to do that?
Thank you for asking. Best way really is to connect with me on LinkedIn. My name is Rachel Munt, M-U-N-T. I do have a website also, Rachel Munt Coaching.
Excellent. Right, have you got your lightsaber ready?
Right, ready?
Okay, let's do it.